USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Washington state health officials are confirming that five people have now died in the U.S. because of the coronavirus outbreak. Seattle King County health officials say they have four new cases today, and two of those patients have died. Although the odds of getting the coronavirus are low, New Jersey Democratic Governor Phil Murphy says his state is doing what it needs to do to be prepared.
This is a multi-level and whole-of-government effort. It includes our hospitals, our schools, and the personnel at our ports and airports.
Wall Street is on pace for its best day in 2 years, with the Dow up over 600 points. All three major stock indexes are up more than 2.5%. And former chairman and CEO of General Electric, Jack Welch, is dead at the age of 84 years old. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.